everyone, and welcome to Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. This is a show hosted by women business owners, and we give a voice to other women business owners and executives. Lucrative Ladies is proudly presented by Ultra Touch Cleaning, Pinnacle Custom Signs, and Favorite Place Travel. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Stacy Gross, and I'm the owner of Favorite Place Travel. Let me start the show by introducing you to Kristen Hansen and Noelle Howell of Jasmine Jones. Hi, ladies. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
We're so glad you're here. Now, tell me a little bit about Jasmine Jones. What is that company and what do you do there?
It's an intimate apparel company focused on empowering women and renewing marriages.
Very good. Now, how do you do that? What does that mean exactly?
Well, we use direct selling as our method of sales, and we have home parties. So imagine Tupperware, but with lingerie and big girl parties and conferences and home parties.
That sounds really fun. So you've got distributors all over the place that host these parties. What types of things do you do at these parties? I'm curious.
Actually, we don't have distributors. We built this company from the ground up. So now it's us, and we have 7 consultants. So we all work together on the parties.
Awesome.
We host an open house every month at one of our homes. And then we have our consultants go out and do parties as well. So
that's really cool. What a fun time for girls to get together and have fun doing that. Tell me about the inspiration for starting your business.
Well, we always knew that we wanted to start a company together. We knew that we'd work well together. We were best friends for a long time. And we cycled through a bunch of different ideas that did not work. And then for my bridal shower, Kristen booked a lingerie party for me. And it's Christian lingerie. And the woman read a couple Bible verses, and that was about the end of that. And we loved the idea of lingerie and how it can empower women and make them feel confident in their marriage. We just thought maybe we could make it a bit more fun.
Give it a little bit more flair.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, what's the most difficult challenge you faced in the beginning stages of your company?
Well, the beginning is just figuring out how to start a company when you've never done that before. There's not really any place online that says, like, step 1, step 2, step 3. So you kind of have to figure it out and almost make it up as you go and hope that you're not messing something up legally by, you know, doing the wrong thing, like, okay, well, where do I go to get my business license? How do we secure our business name? And getting all that done, but also doing your business cards beforehand to make sure you don't lose your website. All of that is just craziness.
Yeah, it was pretty overwhelming. And also wearing so many different hats, all just the two of us, everything from strategic marketing and the creative philosophies that we came up with our company, as well as designing a website. So we spent a lot of time in research that we had no idea when we first started that was going to be the case.
And another challenge was perception of what our company was to a lot of people. We still run into that today, where people are like, well, I don't want to come. I'm kind of freaked out. But we tell them our parties are open to everybody. We've had 15-year-olds there. We've had 95-year-old grandmothers there. And everyone's going to be comfortable. We're not going to speak about anything uncomfortable. We're there really just to encourage women and to help empower marriages, and even for single women, to encourage them as women to be confident in who they are. It's just people always come and they're not really expecting what we do, but it's awesome.
And encouraging women at any age to be the best version of themselves inside and outside, that's a universal message, and that's non-threatening, and women at any age feel comfortable with that message.
That's incredible. I love that. How long have you owned your company?
3 years in July. So not too long so far, but enough to
gain momentum.
That's right. And you've had quite a learning curve, as we all do. What was your ultimate goal when you decided to open your business? And has that goal changed over time?
Well, really, when we started it, we wanted to sell lingerie, but also, you know, empower women, like we said. But over time, like, we used to do a lot of business and selling at our parties. And about a year into it, we felt like we hit a wall. And God said, put me at the center in front of your business. And we're like, I don't know how that's going to go over, because that was always like an underlying theme that we had. But when we did our first party, where we threw out the selling and we didn't even really talk about the lingerie at all, and we just talked to women how they're beautiful and how they are daughters of the King and how you can be confident and be the best you, we doubled our sales that night. We got a new consultant, and like, God was moving and women were crying, and it was incredible. So we knew then that our vision had really changed to really minister to women and help them in their marriages and who they are and not just sell lingerie, because it's really not about the lingerie. It's turned into a ministry at this point, and it's been great.
That's really great. How do you build customer loyalty?
Well, it's like what Noelle said. When you start caring about the women and really serving them and making an emotional connection that is life-changing, we didn't have to worry as much about marketing because women couldn't wait to tell the stories to their friends. And they wanted the same impact on their friends' lives that they cared about that they experienced at our parties. So that's really when everything started taking off, is when we really started focusing on the women and changing their lives and being of more of a value to them in a creative way. And that's when we really started seeing loyalty, where even though we have an open house every month at the same location, the same women would come again and again and again, and we were getting that loyalty.
Well, how do you manage your time and balance your work and home life?
That's difficult when you're a business owner. And I'm a stay-at-home mom. I have a girl that just turned 3 and a boy that just turned 1. So it's very difficult balancing that. So mainly when we do anything business related, it's after the kids are asleep and I have to work on the website or any registries. I'm up till 1 or 2 in the morning on the computer. So my family is my priority. So they always come first and they get my daytime hours. And after that nighttime, they go to sleep at 6. That's when I really start on Jasmine Jones stuff.
And we really work on efficiency. You think you're efficient and then you own a business and have a family and you realize you could be so much more efficient and you start cutting out things that don't matter like you thought that they would. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, we overlap a lot of things. The women that we have chosen to be in business with us as our consultants are women that we would want to be a part of our family. So when we have business meetings and consultant meetings and shows, we treat it like it's a good time as well. You know, you enjoy it to the point where you don't feel like you're working all the time when you love what you do. So that definitely helps.
Yeah, all our consultants are handpicked and we ask them to be a part of the company. There's no buying. It's not like Mary Kay where you're always trying to get people under you or multi-level marketing. We just want to have people a part of our team that we love and that have the vision and passion that we carry. So not just anybody can sign on. So we make it more like a family feel that way with our consultants.
Now, you mentioned a registry. Is that something a new bride can do?
Yes, we have bridal registries. Okay. So women can come and we have a meeting with them and go through our catalog and they pick out the pieces they want. Then we create a registry. So a lot of times what we run into when women get married is they're like, I've had this lingerie for 20 years and I haven't worn any of it because I didn't like it and it's uncomfortable. So we give you the opportunity to pick what you like and then people don't have to buy you anything uncomfortable or something you would never be caught dead wearing. So we like to offer that to brides to give them a choice in what they like.
Now, would you recommend to someone else, to another woman like yourself, starting a business, following this passion like you have for what you're doing?
Absolutely. We love women in business. And anytime I meet another woman who is in business, I'm automatically drawn to her, you know, to encourage her in whatever way and to learn whatever it is that I can. So absolutely. I love it when women find their identity and what it is that they want to do and what it is that they can do. And it's a powerful thing. So absolutely. Women are very, very strong. And we can do a lot more than even we think that we're capable of. So it's not for the faint-hearted, for sure. There's a, you know, you work much more owning your own business than you would, you know, even in the workplace. But it absolutely is fulfilling as long as you choose what you love right. and what you believe right. in and you can stand behind. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, if you're going to be working a lot of extra hours on your business to pick something you love, because it's not just a paycheck and it's not just saying, oh, I get to own my own business, because it's not easy and you have to put work into that. But for us, what keeps us going is when we have women come to our parties and they come in looking really freaked out because they don't know what to expect. And then within the first 10 minutes, they're sitting there crying. And we have women say, like, Jasmine Jones changed my life. That keeps you going. That'll yeah. keep you up till 2 a.m. and that'll keep you pushing on when you get tired. And it's overwhelming to know that you're helping change people's lives and really affecting who they are. So you got to pick something that you love.
Well, now how could people get in touch with you and with Jasmine Jones?
Our website is www.jasminejonesintimates.com. And then we have our Facebook page, which is Jasmine Jones, LLC. Like us on there. We always post about our parties and products and just encouragement type things that we put on there. And then our email is jasminejonesllc@gmail.com.
Excellent. Thank you, ladies, for coming. It was great to hear more about Jasmine Jones. And I'd like to pass it off to Teresa Conklin and her guest.
Thank you, Stacy. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you so much.
And I'd like to introduce my guest today, Dorinda Wood, who's the owner and SEO specialist of the Computer Construction Company. How are you today, Dorinda?
Doing great.
Dorinda has been a close friend lately. She helped us redo our website recently, and I've learned a lot about websites by working with Dorinda. Dorinda, tell me a little bit about how you got started in the industry of internet marketing.
Well, to start off with, I have 30 years experience in sales, and I went back to school and learned a little bit about IT, and then I was hired to manage an e-commerce website, and I knew that the only way that I was going to be able to keep my job is I had to learn how to get more traffic to it. And through that process, I ended up buying books and reading, and I ended up teaching myself how to do it. This business was in business for 2 years, where they were grossing $1,500 a month. Within the year after learning the SEO, search engine optimization, they were grossing $7,000 to $9,000 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Big difference. So.
And how do you feel about pay-per-click versus showing up in the natural or organic results of Google?
Well, during that time that I was doing the research and everything, what I learned about pay-per-clicks is that, the behavior pattern of users on the internet is that they'll click to your website 3 times before they'll make a purchase, and that doesn't mean they'll make that purchase with you. And then when I would manage the pay-per-click campaign that we did have going, they would say that it was like 5% of the users would click on the number one spot. Well, where were the other 95% going? Okay, so then, you know, of course they're going to the natural results. And so that's where I changed my focus from managing that campaign to learning how to get us to show up in the natural results.
Yeah, because they say most people don't click past the first page of the Google results.
Right.
Right. Cool. What kind of business would benefit from using your SEO services?
Hey,
other than mine.
Yeah, everybody except your competition.
And what kind of a website do you recommend for your business owners?
In today's world, I would recommend a WordPress type website. And the reason why is because once someone learns how to use a WordPress website, which I do help train that, you can build your website. You can add all kinds of applications. There are, you know, tens of thousands of programmers writing code and programs for WordPress websites. So that comes to an advantage for you as a business owner.
That's awesome. And when it comes to marketing business, what would you tell someone to do or what not to do?
Well, first off, what I would do is go around and ask your friends or business associates, what do they do when they're looking for something to buy? Mm-hmm. Okay. And you would go by what they say. You know, if you're not doing what some say, we get tons of phone calls saying, I can help you make all kinds of money.
Well, absolutely.
What you do is you go around and find out if they're using that kind of service to buy their products or services. Mm-hmm. And you do what other people's behavior is more than you do with what they're going to try and sell you.
Okay, that sounds interesting. What do you think about social media like Facebook and Twitter?
Well, I think that it's important to have your links to your website shared on your Facebook and Twitter accounts. Mm-hmm. Google's algorithm does grade how many links you have from other websites, and because those have 10 page rank, you know, Their page rank is 10. It makes it more important. It's like Google's going, oh, somebody's talking about this website and over again. So Google keeps coming back to your website. I would consider social media also as a marketing of branding, not necessarily of selling, because actually, when people are wanting to buy, they're going to Google and Yahoo and Bing to buy. Okay. You know, so it's about the marketing of branding your business.
Okay, so it's just adding relevance to mm-hmm. the business. Cool. It's my understanding that you're an inventor. What are some of the things you've invented?
One of the items I've invented is I call it Dock Your Docks, and it is a device that magnetically attaches to the side of your car, and it displays and dispenses brochures and business cards. And I also invented a online business directory that was a workaround for small businesses that couldn't afford to have their website optimized. And then also there would be representatives with companies such as like Edward Jones who could not have their own website because of corporate policy. And it was a workaround for them to be able to get listed on that. And what the traditional business directories do is they focus on themselves, but this business directory focuses on the companies that list on it. Okay. And what happens is the business owner or whoever sets it up will choose what search terms they want, mm-hmm. and it will optimize that business profile page to show up in the search engines. And there has actually been businesses that have shown up on the first page of Google listed in this business directory without even owning a website.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
What other services do you offer?
I offer website design. And I can set up your Google Maps and help set up your Google Plus. And then there is shopping carts and stuff. I can do maintenance for your websites. You know, just anything that you need that you're worried about having someone to overcharge you or something like that.
Okay. And how do you keep up with the changes going on in Google so that the SEO strategies stay fresh?
I do a lot of research and reading, and it's not like Google really announces we're about to slam the internet with new changes. It's not until after that that you find out that your website's been affected. In the last couple of years, there's been some major changes. And the most important thing that I do is, you know, the search engine optimization, which is to get your website to show up in the search engines. And I have to practice white hat SEO tactics. And see, if you don't do that, then one day your website could end up gone because, I mean, they're getting smarter and smarter with the programming of the algorithms mm-hmm. in the search engines.
Okay. And how would anyone interested in having you help them with their website reach you?
Well, for one, they can go to Google and do a search for SEO Company Atlanta. And my website should be number one in the natural results today because I checked it.
Congrats.
Yep. And so that puts me above my competition. I also have, you can call me at 678-218-0400, but not right now. And that's pretty much, you know, you can take care of getting me that away.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
And now I'd like to turn the show over to John Smith, owner of UltraTouch Cleaning.
Thank you, Ms. Teresa. Thank you guys for coming aboard today and joining us as our guests. My guest today is Ms. Marie Fertoni. I'm so excited she's here. Marie Fertoni, her business name is Get Clients Everywhere. Hey, Ms. Marie, how are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Please tell us about Get Clients Everywhere.
Well, Get Clients Everywhere is the next iteration of Marie Fertoni's business acumen. And I'm saying it with a laugh because I'm actually just rebranding and have really been transforming my business over the years to realize that people have great ideas, they have wonderful businesses, and they need clients now. So that's where they are, and they're everywhere. And I'm going to teach people how to do Get Clients Everywhere.
Well, I'm excited to learn how we can do that. My next question would be, how long have you been operating in this business?
Well, this business is actually, the name of it is what's new. I've been doing this kind of work with people probably since the late 1970s. So I've been really at work honing, and people actually really call me for that kind of guidance and coaching. But in the spirit of where business is today, we all need to be fresh. We all need to have a new look. We all need to have a new colors and logos, and that's what I'm in the process of doing that right now.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
How did you select this as a new iteration of reinvention of yourself?
Well, I've been reinventing professionals for a long time and helping them reinvent their careers. And one of the things that's always been a common thread is when people are going from the corporate world to the business world, and they've got, again, great ideas, but they really don't know where their clients are. They don't know how to develop the marketing. They don't know how to go out and do the networking. They don't have the right tools to do the networking. And, you know, I'm just like everybody else. You know, I have to be on top of it. But I've got a system that's going to be a proven system that will really help people to get out there, create whatever it is that they need to create to actually find that their clients are everywhere if they know where to go.
Gotcha. Understand. What exactly do you do?
Well, the program is going to be a few different ways. I'll be offering some teleclasses, and I'll certainly be doing some speaking engagements on that at national women's conferences. I love to work with women. And what I'll do is I'll have a coaching program that's going to have four sessions with probably a bonus section in terms of being able to transfer your contacts to sales. And then I will do a deep dive day or VIP day where somebody really, they just really, they don't want to take the time. They want to get in. They want to drill down and really help to create the plan that's actually going to turn their clients into cash for them right away.
Definitely exciting. With all that in mind, is this like a training program you can offer or a course for?
Yeah, most of it will be done one-to-one in coaching. And then as I begin to develop the business, if there are people either local or nationally, we can do group programs that are by, I'm watching all of the activity. I wasn't sure what was happening here. I thought my mic was not on. So anyway, I apologize. But what I've been doing is really running that either on the telephone or one-to-one.
Gotcha. How do you get to be an expert in your professional networking?
Well, I've been at it for a long time, and I've been networking in a variety of areas, whether it's been in the corporate arena, really helping candidates network and drill down for them as well, and then certainly working with the entrepreneurial market probably in the past 30 years. I love what I do. I love meeting people. And, you know, a lot of people really find that networking is really a drag. It's uncomfortable. They know they should do it. They don't know how to do it. They don't know where to go to do it. And this is something that, you know, I bring a lot of fun to what it is that I'm doing. I mean, even if you could kind of get what we just did here with this little brouhaha with the microphones. I mean, I'm like, okay, you just roll with the punches. But you got to be ready because you could meet your clients at Kroger in the middle of the onions.
That is absolutely right. Well, everyone does say that you're America's number one networking coach, and I surely do believe it.
It's really fun. You know, I think we just have to really make friends with people, and there are no strangers.
That is true.
And I think that's the thing, is that there are no strangers. And when you share your story and you share it powerfully and you just really share the light in your heart and your excitement about your business, that transfers. And people come, and if it's not necessarily them, they will know somebody that would be a great fit for you. And when you really are great with people, they often will share that with you, and everyone wins.
Absolutely. Absolutely right. What is the crux of your program?
Say it again, please, for me.
I may be mispronouncing this word, but crux?
Oh, crux. The crux of my program. This is just so funny.
Live entertainment.
You're going to have to delete this. Oh, my God. The crux is really the one-to-one coaching to really... Just have fun with your people.
Absolutely.
Oh, let's see. He's going to need to do a really good editing job on this one.
Oh. My other question would be, how do you work with people?
I work with people either one-to-one, on the telephone, via Skype, or in person.
Oh, that's
yeah. Good. And sometimes it's really, the program that I do is going to have really four sessions to it. There'll be some pre-work, some post-work, and some content that they can do on their own time. Or, you know, if they're raising kids and putting kids to bed, you know, they can look at that when they have the time. But their work with me will be actually related to that content, so we can actually, you know, go deep and really see if we can translate that.
Got you. Understand. Definitely understand what having three children of my own that don't want to go to bed on time. Who are your clients and who would be your target market?
Well, I love to work with women entrepreneurs. I've been one for a long time. We're out there. We try to do a great job making a difference. People have some fantastic ideas and some really fantastic programs. And a lot of times people are on a limited budget. They're just getting going. They don't really know where to go to do a lot of these things. And because of my experience, I've really been connected to a lot of really great resources in the market that any business owner can really take advantage of, many of which are sitting right here on this table. And, we all work together to try to make that work for people. But I would say the woman entrepreneur is probably the target that I work with. But I actually have 3 clients right now that are men entrepreneurs, and that works for them, too.
Well, that's great. Fantastic. What can a new client expect from having you being their coach?
They can expect clients. I would say that's the biggest thing, results. I mean, a lot of times, I think in terms of networking, my work is really going to be around teaching networking skills. And I think what happens is I want to bring fun to it. I want to bring play to it because I think people, for the most part, really bring so much significance to it. There are people that are petrified to go to a networking event. They would be petrified to be on this radio show, here. As you can see, I just break up laughing. I think we just have to really look at what we can do. I've been leading a women's professional development group in several different cities for a long time. Now I have one here that meets in Norcross, Georgia. And one of the biggest tools that I have for that provides a lot of fun is I have a pink magic wand. And, it's really funny because women do business differently than men do business. And we have a special way about us that is different. We're not going to be, driving a lot of things. And the conversations that we have are really about relationship building and how we can really serve other people to really help them get what they want for their life. And if people can learn a methodology that can be fun, that can be useful, that can really give them the inspiration to, put on their clothes, get in the car, put on the makeup, and drive to wherever they're going to go, great things are going to happen to them. So I help work with the psychological mindset of networking, as well as the content of networking, as well as what to do after your networking to translate those connections into some sales.
Gotcha. I do have a kind of off-the-wall question. When I meet new clients, I'm that type of person, I guess from my family background that I come from, I automatically assume you're part of my family. And I get that look from individuals like, I don't know who you are, but why are you taking me in as part of your family? I mean, I don't know what to say as far as what were they thinking, when they approach me of somebody like me. Does that make sense?
Well, I think that, I think there's a fine line. So not knowing, I would spend a little more time with you to explore what it is by you mean by that. But if people are saying they're part of my family, that can be used in a variety of different connotations. There's the Pepsi family, and there's the Coca-Cola family, and then there's the UltraTouch cleaning family.
Right.
Some people are very private about their family, mm-hmm. and they don't want to be concerned with that. I'm a client. It's business. It's not family. It's whatever. So I think it's really being discerning about where you use language like mm-hmm. that, because it can be very polarizing, it can be very attracting, or it can be very repelling. So
gotcha.
I don't know if that's will be helpful to you.
But. It will, because I come across a lot of time to customers that I've been knowing them for years, when I actually have been knowing for 5 minutes. So I guess it could be kind of scary.
Well, there's difference. I mean, being warm and engaging mm-hmm. and really interested in someone's business is really to your favor. I mean, all of us want to be compassionate business people, and we really want to be there for our clients. But then there's the boundaries of where you have your professionalism.
Right.
Because, it's like, I don't want my clients always in my house. I want you in my house cleaning my house.
Yes, ma'am.
But you know what I'm saying? It's, I think there's a line that you can really drive, and it's an area that's protection for you as well as protection for them. So you keep that business relationship really separate. Doesn't mean it can't be warm and engaging and warm and fuzzy.
Right. Absolutely. Well, with my end of the question, how can people reach you today?
Well, I'm getting ready to have a brand new website that's not debuted yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my email address, which is tried and true. And that email address is M, my first initial, Fratoni, Fratoni, at bellsouth.net. I will give you my cell phone number is 770-480-6839.
Great.
That's how they can reach me at this moment.
Great.
Debuting all the new things the end of June.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for coming out today. Really appreciate it.
Excellent. Thank you.
I will want to mention really quick before we do our round table here of questions, with our co-hosts here, or all the hosts, Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs, could you just let our listeners know what exactly that you guys do?
We're a full-service commercial sign company. We're located in Buford, and we do all types of commercial signage, from as simple as banners and yard signs to more complex signs like the channel letters and monument signs, as well as car and vehicle wraps.
Fantastic. I will attest to Teresa. They've revamped my logo. They wrapped my car window. Magnets on the car. They're just fantastic individuals to work with, and I love them to pieces. And Miss Stacy here, could you tell us a little about favorite place travel?
Thank you so much. Favorite Place Travel is a full service travel agency. We can serve as your small business travel department or your family leisure travel agent. I can book cruises or Disney World packages or all-inclusives, road trips across the country, bed and breakfast, tours, whatever, wherever you want to go, I can help get you there.
Fantastic. I might be calling you for a trip soon. Hopefully nobody heard me say that. I'm just kidding. And for our new listeners, I am Jean with Ultra Touch Cleaning. We provide residential, commercial, and turnkey cleaning. We are a drug-free workplace. I've been brought into the industry, gosh, it was 20 years ago now, from my stepmom, who's in the turnkey industry now. So kudos to her. Hopefully she's listening. Any ladies want to start off with a question?
I have an invitation.
Sure.
Well, every month in Norcross, I lead a women's professional development group. It's not a leads club, but it is a professional development group, and I'd love to extend an invitation to all of you or any of the representatives from your company. We have a program for professional and personal development every month with a great speaker, and there are opportunities for that for people that we get to know that are professional speakers, and would just love to make sure that if I get your information, I can add you to the mailing list and would love to include you.
Fantastic. Yeah, thank you. I myself have a question for, pronounce
Dorinda.
Your name? Dorinda. I was intrigued when you said about the business card dispenser. I was like, whoa, maybe I need one of those.
You do. Go with her sign.
Exactly.
Oh, she gets business cards from me.
Yes.
Lots of them.
Yes, I do. How did you come about, or the thought process of with that dispenser?
Actually, I was walking in a parking lot, and I saw a car that had some magnetic signs, and I thought they would be a great customer for me. Okay. And it's like, I didn't have a pen. I didn't have a piece of paper. So I thought, too bad they don't have a business card that I could just take. And that's where it came
just
from.
Just a simple little idea.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Yes, ma'am.
Well, I had another idea for this group. One of the things that I like to do is help companies to develop their strategic partners, their joint ventures of, like, you know, who are doing similar kinds of activity where you can share business, mm-hmm. become referral sources for each other, and be able to really share that as a way to really build your business by building your list, by sharing your list, or somebody's having an event, you can market it to somebody else's list. And this is a powerful group to be able to do that with. So just want to share that and think, have any of you had the experience of really working with joint ventures or strategic alliances in your businesses?
We've tried a couple of times with a few, and none of them have worked out quite so well yet. We're still looking. We still look all the time to see who we could work with.
Great.
Because we like to partner with businesses. One of the things we like to focus on is new businesses, and because they have so many needs for different types of signs, and we like to go in and try to help them with a full package, something that's going to meet most of their needs.
That's great. That's great.
Anyone else has an off-topic question? Any thoughts?
I wanted to ask Marie, how do women network different than men? You had brought that up when you were talking with Jean.
Well, I think that in my experience, I've been to a lot of different group networking events, and there are some organizations, is it more of a networking event, that are very they're very focused on leads. If you have a lead, it's great. They require leads. They require X amount of leads.
Right.
You're measured on your leads. You're measured on the quality of your leads. You're measured on the dollars of your leads. That is not who women are. Women want to know, how's your kids, how's your family, how's the puppy, did
Absolutely.
The dog recover from whatever. They build their relationship, and they want to see how you are. They want to develop a relationship. They want
right.
to know if like I know for myself, I would want to know that if I referred my business to you, that you'd be really taken care of, that you would be treated. If someone says they're going to call you at a certain time, they call you. And so I think women are a little bit slower going to really develop the relationship and really building the area of trust, where I think men sometimes are just really, you know, right to the point and we'll do that.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Is it Noel and
Kristen?
Very intrigued about what you guys do as well. I'm probably one of those individuals, I'm going to mention on air, that not very secure about under the clothing, should I say, especially after having children. You may have answered this question before, and with me having, you know, that maybe a little insecurity, I guess, and how could you break the ice with individuals like that?
Well, we have an array of women at our party, some to where their husband has never seen them naked and they've been married for about 10 years, right? And then we have women who have been wearing lingerie forever and just want something different. So the great thing about lingerie, because I've had women say, like, well, I don't want my husband to see me, and lingerie draws too much attention. Well, a corset, which is my favorite because I've also had two kids and I've had two C-sections, and every single woman is not confident in the way they look. We have women who weigh 105 pounds and have been in bodybuilding competitions who still aren't all the way confident with the way they look, which blows my mind.
Wow.
But everybody needs to feel confident, and lingerie really helps increase that. So say we have a corset, which is my favorite. It sucks everything in. It covers stretch marks. It covers C-section scars. It covers everything, and it pushes everything up. So what's not to love about that? I mean, you're not confident the way you look. Like, it's going to make you look fabulous, and it's going to draw the attention to the areas that you want to be the attention to be drawn, and it's going to take away or cover from the areas that you don't want attention drawn to. So we have all of our stuff is very classy. We don't have anything crazy. We don't offer any alternative products, if you know what I'm saying.
Right,
like,
right.
That's why we want everyone to feel comfortable at our party. So if you come, we give you time to shop, and we also offer couples consultations. So if just you and your husband want to come to our boutique, you can come and shop in confidence and be comfortable, because most men don't like to be dragged into Victoria's Secret. They feel weird. They're always standing out there holding their purses looking nervous. So you come to our boutique for a couples consultation. We do a little couple quizzes. Everything's really classy. It's not scary at all. And then we leave you and we let you have time to try on things, talk about styles you like, colors, the way things fit. So that's a good way to break the ice if you're not ready for a party yet, is to come to a couples consultation to get your husband's input as well.
Got you. He would be more of the, let's go to Victoria's Secret. I'm like, no, you're going in by yourself.
Yeah. So if you're the person that's not as comfortable with Victoria's Secret, our place is a very comfortable place for you. We make it very comfortable and a safe place to come, whether you're at a party with a group of women where, you know, everybody's not feeling completely confident. But when you come together, the change from the beginning of the party to the end is phenomenal, how women grow in confidence and how they feel beautiful. And if not, you can just come to a couples consultation.
That's a good idea. Yes, ma'am.
I have a question. I just love how you talk about your business. And it seems like what you've done is you've created something that will really enter into like a real niche market. You know, you're not the same old, same old. There's a zillion CPAs in the world. You know, you have something that's very different. How did you get to the name Jasmine Jones? And then the other thing is where do you get your lingerie?
Jasmine is my middle name, and Jones was Kristen's name before she got married. So that's where Jasmine Jones came in, and we just thought it sounded perfect together, like we were meant to be together as business partners. And she's also my sister-in-law. So, and we get our lingerie from a company out in California. That was another part that was hard at the beginning of our business, was finding quality lingerie that didn't fall apart and was not cheap. So we offer at a very good price, but the company we work with has been in business for over 60 years, and they have the best quality lingerie and the best products we have come across, and it lasts forever. And everyone says, wow, this isn't scratchy. It's comfortable. Everything they try on, they're shocked at how comfortable it is, which is not generally – when you think lingerie, most women don't think comfort. But the products we offer are actually very comfortable, and the corsets are longer, so they hide the little – muffin top that comes out the bottom, so you don't have to worry about that. So all of our products look great on a variety of figures, and we offer that because not every woman looks the same. There's no cookie cutter image. The lingerie models look great with lingerie on because they are lingerie models. But we offer a variety of things to look good on all different body types to help you emphasize your best features.
I think it's great fun. You really found a real niche and a unique product to bring to the market that's good.
Thank you.
Like it.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to make a comment about when we were out in the lobby talking about your lingerie and stuff like that. What was the most impressive thing to me was after we got in here and the way you brought God into your business. Because what the way I see it, you're divinely inspiring, mm-hmm. okay,
yeah,
is what I see. And it's like, for me, I feel like I'm providing divine abundance, you know, so it's kind of like, I think it's great when any business has God on its main mind.
That's awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we love it. It's always a risk to take mm-hmm. because you can turn off a lot of people. But we've had women that come to our parties that aren't Christians that just sit there and cry the whole time. And they're like, I don't know why I'm crying right now. And you're thinking, that's God, and he's working in you. Mm-hmm. And just following what he told us to do has really made our business in abundance, and we're touching and changing lives.
That's a very good point that you brought up. Very good. Some things you just have to put first in life, and I agree. He's the top priority. Mm-hmm. Does anyone else have any? Awesome. Thank you guys so much for joining us today on Lucrative Ladies Celebrating Our Success. You can listen in live to our show every other Thursday morning at 11:30 on the Gwinnett Business Radio X station. You can also listen to our show anytime, 24/7, by going to businessradiox.com. And you will find our show listed under the Gwinnett Business Radio tab. For myself, Jean with Ultra Touch Cleaning, as well as Teresa Conklin with Pinnacle Custom Signs, and Ms. Stacy Gross with Favorite Place Travel, we thank you for joining us today, Lucrative Ladies, celebrating our success.